Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion
or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Dude, I'll tell you this. I was in, when I went down to Port Charlotte on my way last night, I stopped at like a 7-Eleven somewhere between like Sarasota and Port Charlotte to get some bottled water and to pee. And I put my mask on. I walk in. I see like five customers. They're not wearing masks. And I'm like, wow, I guess they're just rebels. I look over. Three employees not wearing masks.
Yeah, it's over, dude.
I'm like, oh, I guess this county has no mask regulations.
I don't think the state does right now.
Right.
So I think it's just kind of by area. St. Pete, yeah. You still have to wear the mask.
I ripped mine off in the middle of 7-Eleven. I was like, oh, man, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
look like a giant wuss here. Hey, Lane.
Yeah.
Let's all breathe on each other.
I think Tennessee is pretty open, too. That's where Bonnaroo. Have you ever been to Bonnaroo?
No.
Would you go?
Now?
Yeah.
Probably not.
I don't think I would either.
Not at 49 years old.
I was so underprepared for that event.
Yeah.
I had a one-man sleeper tent. Broke it the first night.
Oh, no.
And it rained, and I just slept in a puddle all weekend. And then I thought, yeah, I'll probably... I know they have fountains and stuff that you can kind of play in. So I was like, I'll just wear board shorts. And I wore board shorts for 4 days. The ride home, I just reeked so bad.
I mean,
smelled like nuts.
Even if I had a camper, even if I had an RV that was nice.
Yeah.
It's in the summer, right?
Yeah, usually, yeah. I think
and
so.
There's a bunch of drunk and high and whatever. Young people there.
There was a lady on mescaline that peed right next to my tent. I wasn't very happy about that.
Right. So when I leave my RV to go watch the concerts, it's going to be hot and miserable and just ugh. Like, I'm at an age now when I go to a concert, like, I want it to be comfortable. Like, if I can, I want a VIP section.
Well, they do have those. They have a VIP, you can get like a air conditioned tent type thing, and then you have access to showers and bathrooms.
Okay. I need that, but I don't have that kind of budget.
Or you can do the RV thing too.
Yeah.
You can park your RV and
but like the last concert we went to right before the pandemic was out at like one of those Clearwater Fest seafood festivals, and Alan Stone was there. And we bought VIP. And it was so dumb because it was legit folding chairs, and VIP was like right next to all the other seats. Like, it was nothing different. Like, they had one little area where you got like a little buffet if you're in VIP, and the food was gone when we got there.
Bummer. Did you get drinks?
We did get like five complimentary drinks or something, but that was like right when the pandemic was like about to blow. It was like February 28th last year. Yeah. So, because I remember saying, like, hey, I hope we don't get COVID-19 while we're out here watching this concert.
When I got to Bonnaroo too, my plan was I'm not going to use the bathroom for 4 days. So I didn't really plan on eating. Well, making twos. I mean, obviously you have to.
How do you
lunch.
Not do that for 4 days?
I just didn't plan on eating much. And I knew that there's just a bunch of people on drugs and drunk, and the porta potties are going to be a disaster.
Yeah, yeah.
So as soon as I set up my tent that first day, I had to go.
Oh.
And I went, well, this is a good thing. I tricked myself into this because they're going to be clean. No one's used them yet.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
So I went and made, and then the next day I was like, oh, well, I'll be good now the rest of the weekend. Woke up in the morning, had to go.
Oh, no.
So I went in, and the bathrooms were as bad as you can imagine.
Yes.
Just
whatever,
wet.
Whatever you think hell is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wet everywhere. And it was, I had to kind of do the hover thing to make two.
Oh, no.
It was not fun. And I came back and I was cussing. I was like, man, these damn dudes, there's a urinal right there. I don't know why they got to pee all over the seat. And then my friend Heather goes, no. That's us. The girls, because they all do the hover thing.
Yeah.
So they just get their pee-pee all over the place.
They don't care.
Ladies peeing next to my freaking tent. It's like, at least had the decency to do it in my tent and have me be in it. Come on.
Nasty.
Ugh. Gross. Yeah, I think I'm done with any sort of camping concerts.
Yeah, no, dude. I don't even want to. Like, I thought about maybe going camping, like if it's cooler weather and stuff. But I don't want to do a tent. I want to do like a pop-up camper or something. Like, I'm over
glamping.
It.
Glamping.
Basically, like I remember when I was a kid, we'd go camping all the time, and we would pop up a tent and like rough it. Go out there, you know, there's no TV or anything like that. Like, mm-hmm. if I go camping now, I need Wi-Fi, you know, portable Wi-Fi. Well, I need air conditioning.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point, I guess, is to get away from all that. Leave your phone and just get into nature and all
yeah.
that.
Yeah, now I like to step outside the camper, smell the fresh wilderness air, you know, fire up a little campfire at night.
Propane, not...
No, I'll do a real fire. Okay, right. I'm a man, Will, okay? Do a real fire, toast some peeps over it, you know? So, you know, play some acoustic guitar and sing some songs and tell some ghost stories, you know, and then freak out every time you hear a noise because you think it's a, you know, Bigfoot or a bear about to molest your camp, you know? And then, you know, you go to sleep, you know, and then make sure you have some sort of a power supply so you can plug in your CPAP.
Yeah, that's the whole point is to get away from it. I'll do camping for maybe a weekend. I'm thinking one day. Doing a tent.
Yeah,
where you sleep
I don't want to do a week.
You know,
yeah.
drink near a campfire. That sounds fun, but I wouldn't want to. Last time I went, a big storm rolled through and it was just pouring down. It was scary.
Right.
You know, trees were breaking.
Yeah.
Limbs were falling. And another, I don't like making bathroom outside.
No.
I like to be inside.
You ever see like the, these camp masters? They're like, yeah, if you need to go to number two in the woods, here's what you do. And they show you how to like take two sticks and prop them up. And that's your like makeshift like toilet. I'm like, nah, man.
I had to do that. I went back into this, I guess they have little camping sites. It was this place in Orlando. I can't remember what it was called, but we had to canoe. Oh my God, canoeing down the river. I don't
Hell
want to
no.
canoe ever again.
No.
Canoeing stinks.
Yeah.
Maybe kayak I would do, but not a two-person canoe. It's impossible. I don't know how people do it to control that thing. You gotta be working in sequence. I ended up just sitting in the back, and my friend was, he's like, paddle to the right. I was like, okay. And I just didn't do anything. I just sat there. We were going to crash into the side. So then we finally got to the campsite, and the next morning I had to go make bathroom somewhere. So I'm trying to find a place that's out of the way, and I do. I find a spot. It's kind of open. And no one's around, and I dig my hole, and I have to be nude in order to make two. And so I got completely nude in the forest, and as I was finishing up and putting my pants back on, a family was walking right towards me. I was right on the walking trail. It was humiliating, but I was very relieved that they didn't see my penis. That was good.
Yeah.
But it was a very close call.
You know, my Twitter got hacked yesterday from my old email address?
Yeah.
Apple just sent me a message that somebody is signing into my Apple account right now.
Oh, no.
From some other country.
Oh, boy.
Holy hell.
Do you have the same password for everything?
I don't think so. I don't know how they got into it.
Do you know what your Apple password is?
I don't know. Oh, man. Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Let's see here.
What do you do?
No. It just asked me if I want to allow them to sign in from this other country. And I'm like, no. Now it's saying change your Apple password. Okay, I will.
What Jeez. Country?
I don't know, something.
Oh,
I don't know.
It's beautiful there.
Very weird. Very stupid. Oh, good Lord.
The Christian should be camping instead of hacking.
We got more news?
We do. A new study revealed what the most popular cocktails across the U.S. were during the pandemic. What do you think for Florida?
Margaritas.
That's a good guess. Spencer?
Gin's a sad drink. Something with gin.
Jesus.
Gin? For Florida?
Yeah.
No,
that's
man.
Fancy people
it's
drinks.
Not a margarita. But it is the other one.
Oh, rum and coke.
No. Pina colada.
Pina colada.
Pina colada was the number one cocktail during the pandemic. I'm a margarita fan. I just got into them recently.
Right.
Love them.
Yeah, we've talked about it. Tequila makes me sick. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm a rum and coke or a Long Island iced tea kind of guy.
Ooh. Look at you.
Get
wow.
Wasted.
I know. Damn
Basic.
Alcoholic.
Hey, they're classics.
I like to just drink straight whiskey all night long last weekend and then be sick the entire week.
The peanut
week.
Butter one, though, not straight.
Yeah. I mean, it's strong. It's whiskey, yeah. I think I drank an entire bottle Saturday night. Idiot.
Paying the price now.
Yep.
twin brothers who started into YouTube videos. Remember the guys that were robbing banks and doing all this crazy stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alan and Alex Stokes of Irvine, California, they were charged with one felony count of false imprisonment affected by violence, menace, fraud, or deceit, and two misdemeanor counts of falsely reporting an emergency in connection with the October 15, 2019 pranks. They also faced a maximum sentence of 5 years in jail if convicted of all counts. And nothing happened to them. They just got probation. No
what?
Jail time for them.
Ugh.
God, I don't know. I don't know how they got. Well, I guess they're rich YouTubers, so they
makes
can afford a good
sick.
Lawyer.
Yeah, I guess so.
Get
good
away
Lord.
With anything if you have a good enough lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Chemicals found in over 1,200 foods linked to immune system damage.
What?
All these junk foods have more to worry about than just a ballooning waistline. Chemical preservatives and other additives found in many popular processed foods may be undermining snackers' immune systems, according to the study. Two compounds. Oh, boy. Well, can I just read the acronym? Because I can't read these words.
Yeah.
Tert bulihydroquinquine.
Bless you.
Yep, TBHQ.
And these are probably the ones that are outlawed in most countries except
probably,
for here.
Probably, yeah. And polyfluoracetyl,
okay.
PFAS, have been identified in more than 1,200 foods across the U.S. The TBHQ is a preservative that can be found in well-known brands including Kellogg's Pop-Tarts, Rice Krispies Treats, and Cheez-Its. And the PFAS, also known as forever chemicals because they survive indefinitely, are often used to create a non-stick
love non-stink.
Lining in yeah. packaging, such as aluminum cans, pizza boxes, and popcorn bags, and may leach into food contaminated within the package. So we're being poisoned by our food supply, essentially.
Yeah. Wow. Not cool, man. Not cool at all. Was Spencer just talking without his mic on?
Sorry. I said, isn't that fun?
It is
fun. Can't live without dying.
It's true. Yeah, it's let's talk to Chris on line two. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Johnny, how are you, brother?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, it's really good to hear you guys on the days the cow was off. I tell you, I drive for a living, and best of's good, but hearing you guys in the morning's even better. So
hey,
I appreciate
hey, we love doing it. Thanks, man.
Hey, do you have an iPhone?
Yes.
You do? Okay. If you ask Siri, show me my passwords, and then you use either your Touch ID or your facial, it'll unlock it. It'll show you all your passwords for Apple ID, Google, everything.
Wow. I didn't know that.
It pulls it up.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Thanks, Chris.
So no problem. Have a good day, guys.
You
Thank
too, man.
You.
Later.
See you, man.
There you go. Siri knows
didn't
everything.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
You must have to have one of the newer phones, though. I don't think I can do that. I got a 7.
Oh, God, no. Siri's, like, retired.
Yeah.
You have the iPhone 7. You're like, hey, Siri, shut up. Who's Siri? What'd you say to me? God damn it. Hello, Marine Rob.
You guys, man, nothing better than going to bed and then waking up with you. And I feel like Fido's ass this morning.
Hmm.
Did you have a big night at Duke's last night?
Yeah, dude, what's up?
No. I think it's just pollen in the air, man. Just messes with you.
Yeah, sure. You.
Yeah.
But yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, as far as that iPhone thing, Johnny, don't ask for the facials because there's going to be so many facial shots of you.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, man.
Okay. I got to bust your balls a little bit, but
you just caught the fade, bitch.
Got that morning fade, ho. How you like that?
Are you there?